Welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. In our previous program, we had a lot to say about the importance of the distinction between count and non-count nouns in English. It became obvious that to be able to use words like
a, an, many, much,
some, plenty of,
this distinction should be borne in mind.
You didn't get round to answering my question, though.
I didn't, but I will by and by. Your rule of thumb. In very simple terms, a count noun is a noun which refers to something in the real world that can be counted.
As simple as that?
Yes.
And by being able to be counted, I suppose you mean that things can be described as being only one in number, or two, three, 26, and so on in number.
Yes. In slightly technical terms, I mean it can be used with words like one, two, three, seven, and so on. Thus we say,
one example, two examples, seven examples, 26 examples.
The noun example is said to be a count noun because it can be used with any of the words one, two, three, four, and so on. Such words are called numerals in English grammar.
A count noun, then, is any noun which can be used with a numeral.
Yes, and that means it can be counted.
If it can be counted, it must have both singular and plural forms.
This must be the case, I believe, because the numeral one can describe a single individual or entity, which in grammar is singular number.
Perfect.
And I believe, because numerals like 2, 3, 4, 26 can describe individuals whose numeral quantities are greater than 1. Is that it?
Absolutely. You've already achieved a lot within the past few minutes and done most of my work for me.
Thank you for your encouragement.
You're welcome. Two things to remember then. One, count nouns have singular and plural forms. Two, the singular form can be used with the numeral one, while the plural can be used with numerals which are of a higher value than one. For example,
they brought one gift.
Not three gifts?
No, one gift as far as I can remember.
Gift, singular, gifts, plural.
I hope there will be time to say more about singular and plural count nouns. What about non-count nouns?
First, they cannot be counted.
It follows that they do not have singular and plural forms. Why? Am I wrong? If something in the real world cannot be enumerated by counting, then it is a mass and has no singular and plural forms. I think I'm correct in this.
Of course you are correct. I just marveled at your precociousness. Non-count nouns cannot be counted. They have only one form.
For example, blood?
Yes. We don't say he brought one blood to the laboratory.
Neither do we talk of two bloods being brought to the lab.
So blood is different in the grammar from the word example or cat or building. These have singular and plural forms.
Example, examples.
Cat, cats. Building, buildings.
Now, let's have examples of non-count nouns this time. We've met blood. Any others?
Air, water.
Wood, pepper, gold.
Silver, iron.
The situation is getting complex. What we should say, in fact, is that these words are normally used in the non-count sense. We normally say,
we breathe air to live.
And not,
We breathe airs.
No.
He breathed an air.
Similar comments can be made of water.
He bought water to drink.
And not?
He bought a water to drink.
No.
He bought two waters to drink.
Nouns like wood, silver, gold, and iron are normally used in the non-count sense. But we sometimes meet plurals like
waters, woods, and airs.
Beers, irons, tins.
These have special meanings. We shall look at some of them in the future. Thank you. That's all there's time for. Have a good day. Cheers.